Hello, everyone. I am Jennifer Jones with the Barbara and Richard Somme Center for Gerontological Excellence, housed in the University of Iowa's College of Nursing in beautiful Iowa City, Iowa. Welcome to Embracing the Journey of Aging, where we will discuss all things related to aging. The mission of the Somme Center is to promote optimal aging and to improve the quality of life for all older adults and their caregivers. Featured on our podcast, you will hear the voices of our Somme Center Director, Dr. Harleah Buck, Samantha Witrock, our Somme Center Coordinator, our Administration and Communications Coordinator, Susan Trey, and from me, Jen Jones, Program Coordinator for our Optimal Aging Initiative. We hope you enjoy our conversations with Somme Center friends, partners, donors, and other members of the Somme Center as we are all embracing the journey of aging.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Embracing the Journey of Aging with the Somme Center here at the University of Iowa. My name is Jen Jones, and I am the program coordinator for our Optimal Aging Initiative at the Somme Center. We love optimally aging, don't we, Renee?
We sure do.
We do. We have these three tiers at the Somme Center, right? We talk about research and education and practice and how that impacts older adults because we want to promote optimal aging and quality of life. But one of the cool things about the Optimal Aging Initiative is that I get to go out and meet amazing community members, partners, and friends like Renee, who serves as a resource for older adults in our community. So on that note, welcome Renee Gadelha from Ace Handyman.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Glad to service the older community. So happy to have crossed paths with you, Jen, at one of our networking meetings where we try to meet to share resources
Absolutely.
And promote optimal health for seniors.
Yeah. And this is what we want to do with this podcast. I know we've had a couple where we've talked with our researchers and a couple of retired researchers, which is really fascinating, their stories and their journeys. But that networking component, Renee, that is what changes kind of our world, right? The fact that we get to go out and meet with you and find out about what you're doing and how you are helping older adults live in their homes because, oh my gosh, this is what so many people want to do. Mm-hmm. We want to age in place, but we have to do it safely.
Yes.
Right? That's the key component. So, yeah, we met at a networking event, and I remember you were talking to our friend Angie with RAP Iowa.
Oh, yes.
And you guys were sharing your what each of you do, and I was listening, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I already knew people who were going into homes to do assessments, like safety assessments. Mm-hmm. But you were the next step. Like, you were the person that we could then contact and say, oh, my gosh, this is what this person needs, so let's call Renee. Let's get her handyman or woman into this home so that this older adult can live successfully, optimally, and safely. So, but you did not start off with Ace Handyman.
I did not.
So, all right. So this is the fun part because I get to learn this about Renee along with everybody else who's listening to the podcast. You started where? I want to know the journey of Renee and how you then wound up in our area doing what you're doing. So what's the journey of Renee?
Oh my gosh, wow, where to start? Well, I'm a transplant from the East Coast and moved to Iowa in 2011. At the time, I'm a retired school teacher. I had left the classroom setting by then. I taught high school English. I have my master's in instruction and curriculum.
Nice.
My undergrad is in English and psychology. And my husband's job brought us out here, and I wanted to plug into the community in some way. I was working in education, but remotely. So I got plugged into the community. I ran for the school board, was on the Linmar school board, served on Marion's planning and zoning, ran for city council and did that. And so really just loved the idea of service. Working with people, and that's part of my teaching background as well. And when my husband retired just 2 years ago, we were like, okay, we're too young to not. I just turned 53, speaking of optimal aging.
I love
last
it.
Week,
not afraid to not hashtag afraid. Say your age.
It is what it is. I'm just going to embrace it, and I'm trying to myself age optimally. But he retired, and we thought we wanted to do something in the community. We wanted to do something service-related. And there are a lot of, as I've learned in the decade plus that I've lived here, a lot of seniors mm-hmm. that want to stay where they are because yes. this is a great place to live, right. to be. Family right. is here. There are a lot of cool new things yeah. coming to this area. And so we just decided, loving the city of Marion and just loving our community in general, we wanted to open a business to offer something we felt was missing. Not just for seniors, really for anybody, but I will have to say that the largest part of our clientele are seniors.
Sure.
Because it's not what we do that's special, uh-huh. which are handyman services, mm-hmm. but it's how we provide
sure.
those. And for the
sure.
senior community, they particularly like the approach. But we wanted to have a service organization, keep people in their
yeah.
homes, protect and preserve property.
Oh, I love that.
You know, it lifts up the community.
Yes.
You know, people's homes are largely their largest investment.
Absolutely.
So we
their
do
biggest
a lot of,
asset.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So we do a lot of repair. We do some minor improvements. Mm-hmm. We do a little bit of everything inside
yeah.
and out. But it's just really the approach. It's part of that ACE brand family. When mm-hmm. we bought this franchise, ACE Handyman Services, there are about 350 of us in the country.
Wow.
We're only the second one here in Iowa. The
oh
other
gosh.
Is in Des Moines. We're in this Cedar Rapids,
yeah.
Iowa City area.
That's amazing.
And we're just growing more and
yeah.
more every day, loving being
yeah.
here.
Well, that's awesome. So we're going to break down kind of what those services are mm-hmm. in a few minutes. So you're a transplant here, like so many of us are. Mm-hmm. I am as well. And you realize there are amazing resources available. And the growth is incredible.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are in Marion and I'm here. We're in the, you know, this corridor region, and you do see so many older adults who really want to hang on to that home,
mm-hmm.
right?
Even if they leave for 6 months, they're coming back.
They're coming back. Exactly.
Snowbirds.
Right. So it's interesting to me because, you know, we love ACE Hardware. Like my husband and I chuckle that it's not a weekend if we aren't in our ACE Hardware
right?
store. We're always there. And one of the things that I love is always how friendly people are. We literally mm-hmm. know the gentleman at our ACE Hardware store by his first name, which
Good.
Obviously is a sign about my husband and I. But I love that. Tell me about, and I'm going to quiz you here.
Sure.
On the history. So ACE Hardware's been around for
100 years this
I
year.
I was just going to say, wait. I
100.
Know
100.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what a testament to a brand,
yes,
to quality of service, to customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting here listening to you talk about your journey going from teaching where you're working with those students and then moving here, and you and your husband are looking at how do we get involved in the community, and you're talking about city council and school board. So I'm hearing that you're also this advocate for others. That you're, you know, you want to see other people. It's about coming back to that quality of life. I mean, just connecting.
It really is. We're all neighbors.
I mean,
at the end of the day, we're all neighbors. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
why not give each other a hand, work
right.
together?
Yeah.
You know?
What we say in the SOME Center, we are so much better together.
Yes.
Right. Which is what I love about coming kind of full circle back to how you and I met with this networking. This is what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
If we are going to help people age in place, if we are going to help all of us experience this optimal aging, and I think about, you know, the podcast is embracing the journey of aging. Hopefully we all get to embrace the
yes.
journey of aging, because the other flip side of that is not good.
Right.
We know that outcome, right? So if you and I together, if the SOME Center and other entities like ACE Handyman can work together and partner so that we are promoting optimal aging and safety in a house and aging in place and quality of life, then we can all embrace this journey that we are all should hopefully get to experience,
yeah.
you know.
And in a positive
and
way.
And that's the whole point of this, like the whole optimal aging and that concept of embracing the journey of aging. It should be positive. What a blessing that we get to age, right?
Agreed.
Although
yeah.
I did see a really great quote the other day, and I was kind of thinking about this tying into our conversation today. The quote was, "I've never aged, or I'm aging, and I've never done this before." And I thought it was like I was almost prophetic, right? Because
right?
you're like, oh, "It's so true. I've never aged before," and in that sense, some of us are also not real handy, Renee. Some of us are not.
Myself included.
Okay, so that makes me feel better that, like, you're around Ace Hardware all day long and you're not real handy. So tell me then, Ace Hardware's been around 100 years. Mm-hmm. When did this handyman concept roll in? Do you know when they started the handyman services?
Yep. So Ace had been around, and they are, for the few people in the world who might mm-hmm. not know, a hardware store where you come in,
right,
and anybody in a red vest knows where everything is. They're greeting you. They're friendly. They're helpful. They're giving advice if they can, mm-hmm. you know, if they know. And so, you know, I always just loved and gravitated toward mm-hmm. Ace Hardware and that friendliness and love the concept of service. Well, I guess they decided people are becoming more and more handy some, mm-hmm. and then maybe they're not coming into the store. So how can Ace impact people in their homes?
Oh, I love that.
There was a company that did handyman. They were called Handyman Matters in Colorado, and they had been around for about 17 or 18 years, and they were killing it from a business and customer service standpoint.
Okay, sure.
And Ace Hardware approached that small business.
Oh, I love that.
And basically bought their concept, yeah. bought them, absorbed them, and then made it into a franchise. Mm. And that was in, 2018. And as I mentioned.
So new. So fairly new. Okay.
Yes. And yeah. so we have been, my husband and I just started our Marion location in July of 2023.
Okay.
But this started, the company itself is probably 20 years old, but as Ace mm-hmm. Handyman Services, it's okay. like six.
Right.
Or 7 years old, and they've made more than 350 coast to coast.
Right.
Every month there are new ones
right.
popping up because yeah. people want to stay in their homes. They want to have a resource where, there are handymen everywhere.
Yes.
But there's a certain, anyone listening, if you think about calling a handyman service, I guarantee mm-hmm. there are certain stereotypes and connotations and
yeah.
things you've heard. And we exist to to kind of go against all of that, to
yeah.
offer something different,
yeah.
something trusted. Ace
that.
Hardware, the number one word associated with them is trust. In the,
that.
In the top corporate surveys, the top companies every year, I think
mm-hmm.
Ace Hardware is number six. And trust and value are what is associated. So we try to bring that in to our handyman business, and instead of people coming to us like they do the store,
right.
we go to their homes. So it's convenient.
Which we all love.
Yes.
Which we've really transitioned into that. Think about how you probably buy a lot of the stuff that comes to your home these days. We won't mention any names.
Right.
But, we want people to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've all made the call where we schedule the appointment, Renee, and they're like, we will be there sometime between 8 and 5 p.m.
Right.
And we're going to give you a 10-minute window, and if you're not available, we're going to cancel you until the next month. We understand that.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you brought that up, because I was sharing with Renee before we started the podcast. I was introducing Renee to another service. Again, I'm going to come back to, this is one of the things the SOME Center is so proud of. We get to meet awesome people like Renee, learn about the services that they provide, and then introduce you to another resource, because maybe it's that person who's mm-hmm. in that home doing the assessment. You need to know they exist. They need to know you exist, because that's how we can build each other up,
right?
Support one another, raise each other's platforms. So I had done an email introduction, and what you responded within that email stuck with me so much that I copied it for this today, because and I know I was telling you this and you're like, what did I say?
Right.
But you said, it's not what we do that is so unique. There are many handyman services in the general area. It's how we do our work that sets us apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you listed a handful of these. So let's kind of pick through each one of these and let's share about how this makes you as Ace Handyman unique. So the first one you said, we're locally owned and operated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I live in Marion.
Yeah.
Was really important. Our territory as a franchise, you buy a territory of zip codes.
Okay. So what's that territory
look
like?
We are all the way from Palo, Iowa down to hills.
Wow.
And then kind of everything in between.
Okay.
Kind of like an egg on the map of of all of these homes. And there are a lot of homes in this area built before 1900.
Oh, sure.
I mean, this is an old area.
Mm-hmm.
And so helping to preserve those homes. But, yeah, we farmhouses. We have this territory. And we can go outside of that territory. But that's generally who we're marketing to, and there's a lot of population in these zip codes, and so we felt like this would be a great service to offer to all of the people in these zip codes.
I love that. Your second point was, we are part of the Ace Hardware brand family, a name people know and trust. And we just had that conversation about trusting that you're going to call and receive a great person on the other end of the phone. Like, when I call Ace Handyman, is Renee picking up?
Sometimes she is. She's not right now, obviously, but yes, sometimes I am. My husband and I are really invested in the ownership. We're not absent partners. We want to help in the community. My husband will even go out on jobs sometimes and be a second person just to... It's just nice to help people.
It is.
You know, obviously we're a company and we have a rate and we charge money, but we also do a lot of pro bono things too, and that was part of... Why we chose to get into this business. We looked at a variety of franchises, but we wanted to do something to help, again, help people stay in their homes, help seniors. We're getting older. We are going to be here, and my daughters will have kids, and we'll be grandparents, and I'm not going to want to climb on a ladder after a certain age, you know, like, because the number one cause of death for seniors after a certain age are falls.
Absolutely.
And so we take a lot of those scary, I mean, we'll even change light bulbs.
Right.
You know, and vaulted ceilings.
Which seems,
you know,
at a certain age seems so simple.
Right.
But you do reach that age where you're like, I'm not going to bounce when I come down off that step stool.
Right.
I don't bounce anymore. I've reached the point where non-bouncing is a thing. And I get that. My husband and I live in a newer home to us, and it's the gutters. We are at that point. We're like, nope, the backside is really tall.
Yeah.
And it's okay to think through those things. It's not where you're giving up. It's where you're recognizing that there are other people who maybe are just, it's a safer choice to make that phone call.
Yes.
And say, hey, Renee, do you have somebody who is willing to come out and who can help us do this?
And, so, you know, on, to that note, I have to say, there are so many men in particular who will call and preface, like, I need this. I used to be able to do this, or I just don't want to get on a ladder anymore. And I have to tell them, it's okay.
It is.
You shouldn't get on it. It's not worth it when we have a service that can come.
Right.
But I feel bad, particularly because the men, a lot of older men out there, feel the need to justify why they're calling. And there's no judgment. There's no, you know, we exist to keep people in their homes, to keep people safe and healthy and enjoying and spending their time on what it should be spent on, family and other things.
We don't like to give up our independence and our abilities to do things. But I do think there's a healthy recognition of what is safe. And that's what so much of this is based on.
Mm-hmm.
Your third point was, we are bonded and insured. Okay, explain that to me. Bonded and insured. What's that mean to just Jen who's calling you from her home?
Well, so if something happens while we're working on your site to one of my guys or your property, it's covered. We are a legitimate company. We have workman's comp insurance.
Sure.
We don't use subcontractors. Everybody who works for Ace Handyman Services are our employees.
Yeah.
We don't let them go in the winter like a lot of people in the trades. They get let go when it gets cold. And we do a lot of outside work. But we also do a lot of inside work and keeping things busy that way. And when things get slower, like last season, we do pro bono work. We do that throughout the year, but it picks up a little more in the winter because we want to give our guys hours. We also have our own internal goals, hours, me and my husband's, to make sure we're giving back to the community.
Oh,
and so we work, we're actually working on two different Habitat houses, just on some doors. But we do things with Meals on Wheels, and we adopted a trail in Marion to help keep it clean. So also being good business owners
being,
in the community.
You're being good stewards of your community.
Yes.
I love that. And do you know that, okay, for those of you who are listening who are those researchers, you know this, that volunteerism, that giving of your time and of your talents actually promotes your quality of life.
Oh,
and it extends your.
Is.
It just makes you feel
it's
so good.
It's so fulfilling.
It is so fulfilling. So I love that. Your next point, which kind of rolls into that, you warranty all of your work.
Yes, and that's, I mean, most, this is part of the stereotype, you know, people will call and someone came and started changing my window and then they never came back. Mm-hmm. Or it's, someone will send us pictures of a floor job that was done and I can't even believe that it's considered finished and they're calling us in
so
now.
So sad.
Because, you know, the work wasn't warrantied or they can't find the person that did the work, particularly after the derecho. A lot of out-of-state people came in to do things with people's fencing and roofs and siding, things that the wind really ripped up. And we are still doing some derecho work, some that people just couldn't find someone to come and do two pieces of siding, you know, something very small.
Right.
And some that was done in a shoddy way and they can't find the person that did it because they were out of state.
Yeah.
So we offer a one-year warranty on anything that we do. If there's a problem in that year, then call us up. We come out for free and make sure it's done right.
Fabulous. That's part of that trust.
It is.
I trust that you're going to do great work because you probably don't want to come back.
I don't.
But if something happens, because we are all human, then you're going to have that trust and that person will be able to come back and make that fantastic. You background check all of your craftsmen and they are all employees of yours. You do not use subcontractors. And I'm thinking about in the news, you know, we're recording this right after Hurricane Helene and devastation in that southeast corner of the United States. And we did just experience. We've had a derecho. We've had some tornadoes. We've had a second derecho. I mean, you guys have had plenty of opportunities probably to help people. So that's really that subcontractor part. When we have that emergency weather situation that does so much damage, you do see people who scoot right into town and scoot right out.
Yes.
So I love that you guys, you know, you could talk about that, that they are your craftsmen. I love that.
I love it too, honestly, because then we have all the accountability. We don't have to worry about what somebody else's company, if we're hiring it, is going to come in and how they're going to represent us. We're Ace Handyman Services. There is a level of customer service expectation that's out there. I, as a female, love being able to tell other females. We have a lot of widows who call us as well, that all of our craftsmen are background checked so they can trust who's coming into their home.
Right.
That's huge for me as somebody who sometimes I'll have to call the cable guy and they tell me they'll be there between 8 and 12 and I'm waiting and, you know, maybe I'm, you know, it just, it gives you a peace of mind that the person coming in, I mean, they're at least tested to a certain level.
Sure.
We do a lot of training on customer service and making sure that we're doing value-added things while we're there on site for people. But we want to leave customers impressed and happy and satisfied with what they hire us for. And if you were to look on Google reviews, we only opened a little more than a year ago, but we have more than three times as many five-star reviews as anyone. And a lot of them are independent, you know, contractors who, again, not all of them, but a lot of them have that reputation of not showing up or calling back or having an office where if there is a problem from 8 to 5, there's going to be someone who can pick up the phone and help.
Yeah.
And so I think people have a lot of peace of mind knowing that they can call. I even have customers who they've used us once, but I've talked to some of those people four or five times just because there's a comfort level. They'll call and ask about something they're thinking about in the future. And, you know, I'll give them some information and they're just going to take their time and think about it. And I think it just helps them with building that rapport, knowing that we're here and who we are. And we really work on building and maintaining that trust. It's really important. It's a community thing. We're not a cheap service. We want people to feel good about what they're buying, what they're getting, and we want to make sure to deliver on that.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about this in the SOME Center quite a bit, how this face of frontline healthcare workers has shifted. You know, if you're an older adult, I still want to walk into a bank, and I'm fairly certain my kids know there are banks.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, it's something we can kind of chuckle about, but thinking about, you know, you talked about having widows or older women who are living on their own especially, but older men too, or couples walking in to their homes, sometimes you're the only eyes behind those closed doors. So you know, I think, again, coming back to the Somme Center, really striving to connect resource to resource, that if someone, one of your handy men or women, were to walk into a home and recognize, you know, maybe we do need a safety assessment at home, mm-hmm. that then they're able to report that back to you. You can reach out to us and we can say, oh my gosh, you know, we can make a suggestion. So coming full circle to that, yes, we need strong railings walking into our home. We don't need loose steps. We, you know, all of these things. But what else is there beyond that? And it's interesting to me to think about you're putting people into homes and maybe being the only eyes behind those closed doors. So
it's
I mean, kind of that part of your service that you don't even think about, you're really making an impact on people's health and their quality of life.
We had one guy who we came to, and his heat wasn't working, and this was in the winter. And we don't do HVAC, really, but, you know, I'm like, well, can we call your heating company? And he's like, I don't have a phone. And he was by himself, a widowed gentleman, older, and just really unable to make it happen. And so our guy, you know, was able to just call the local heating company and found out that this gentleman actually had an account with them.
Oh.
They just needed to know, you know, there was just not somebody to reach out.
Communication.
So just having eyes on someone in the home and then that person feeling like someone would help them and opening up to them.
Yeah.
So we certainly want to be there for that too.
Caring for your community. Oh, I love that story. Oh my gosh. Okay. We kind of touched on, you said you give specific appointment times, mm-hmm. not windows of time. Yay.
Yeah, yes, yes. You have other
life
things
is busy,
to do.
Right?
Yes.
Life is busy. And so is the, you know, okay, so Jen calls in and I'm like, oh, I need help with whatever it might be. And we talk about getting someone in, and maybe I'm working around, maybe it's working around doctor's appointments or whatever it mm-hmm. might be. Am I able to give you, okay, you know, I've got like 3 days and some specific times, and we can work on that scheduling together?
Yeah.
Love that.
Our model is to try to get people scheduled within a week.
Oh, wow.
We try to be nimble.
Sure.
Obviously, if someone can only do, you know, Friday afternoons after 3, maybe that takes a week or two.
Sure.
But we try to be super flexible. We try to be responsive, because sometimes people call and their fire alarm is just chirping and they can't reach the battery and they need us to come today.
Sure.
And if we can make that happen, we've done it. We've worked late because we know we wouldn't want to sit there with that. But part of the scheduling is also matching up our craftsmen with the job.
Right.
So everybody who works for us are carpenters.
Okay.
And then everyone has another couple of specialties. And so, you know, one of my guys, if we get a call for a backsplash in a kitchen, mm-hmm. that's this guy's stuff all day. Another guy is painting and drywall. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a matrix of finding the right craftsmen.
Right.
With the right day and time that's convenient for the customer, but usually within a week, we're getting in there, depending on what the job is, how many hours are needed.
Yeah.
But we try to be flexible. We don't work weekends. We don't do emergency services, but then we, you know, a daycare said, I need you to come and do X, Y, and Z, and you can't come when the kids are there.
Right.
So one of my guys worked this past Saturday. You know, mm-hmm. we check with our staff first.
Sure.
Does anybody want extra hours?
Sure.
But if we can help, why not?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we do that?
And what a great example, too, because I know we're approaching this podcast from this perspective of older adults, right? This is what we're talking about, embracing the journey of aging. But you guys are not bound as Ace Handyman to a specific age. It's not that you just do services for people over age 55 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You are available for anyone who possibly needs a handyman service, correct?
Very true.
Okay.
And we do, I would say the majority of our clientele, probably 65 to 70%
sure.
are seniors.
Sure, makes sense.
For the very reason of being safe. Maybe they don't have the tools anymore. They don't want to get on the ladder. But we do have busy working families where mom and dad both work and then nobody has the time. Or, you know, millennials, a lot of them, they call it the do-it-for-me generation. There's the DIY.
Right.
There's the people who just, you know, do it for me because I'm busy. I don't want to know how to drill this.
I don't
want
to deal with plaster, Renee.
Right.
I can't stand plaster.
Well, and I even have, occasionally I'll have a woman call and she's tired of waiting for her husband to do the honey-do list.
Oh, that's
so she
awesome.
Will hire us, and then she's like, all right, I've had it. And then once in a while, she'll call back and say, it worked. I told my husband that I had a handyman coming and they did the stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, showing up. So sometimes there's a little leveraging.
I love that, yes.
Yeah, we get all kinds. But generally it is people who don't have the skill because it is something more craftsmanlike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there are special tools or just safety.
Yeah, love that. Mm-hmm. So that's okay, we talk about optimal aging, and I think embracing this journey of aging, and I know, you know, we're in this world of older adults every day, but optimal aging isn't something that you just start at 65. It should be something you start at all ages.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that's being mentored to everybody. So, you know, in that frame of reference, yeah, optimal aging and embracing this journey of aging, it is across ages. So I love that that's how you guys are also operating. You provide free estimates over the phone?
Yes. So this is different for a lot of people. They'll call and they'll describe their problem and they're like, can you just send someone out to take a look? If you think about that, if we sent someone out every
sure.
time someone called just to take a look and we're not being booked, mm-hmm. we would do that all day and we wouldn't have a business, a sustainable business. So the model has taught us that in this generation, people can take pictures with their cell phone of most
yes.
things,
yeah.
send it, and sometimes I've done this long enough now that if I know we're just changing a ceiling fan or a sink fixture or putting on a new storm door, I know how long that's going to take. Mm-hmm. I can estimate that and we can get it booked. But if it's something a little more like, we had this one older lady, so sweet. She's like, it's always been my dream to have the kind of cabinets in my kitchen that you could see through. She's like, I can't afford that. I'm 80 years old, but
yeah.
I want to have that. She's like, could you just take one of the kitchen cabinets mm-hmm. and do a cutout with mm-hmm. glass? And I'm like, sure, send us a couple pictures. So she did. And, you know, long story short, we got that done. But people can take pictures of their project, send it in, and then yeah. usually me or someone else who's answering the phone will confer with one of our mm-hmm. craftsmen, and then they'll give us the estimate to call back.
Right.
And then it saves the trip.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can give an estimate for people to consider over the phone. If it's something more complicated, then we'll schedule to go out and take a look.
Right.
But, yeah, we're able to help people. And some people are just estimate shopping.
Sure.
And they just want to compare. And I even mm-hmm. tell them, we're not the cheapest. We're never going to be the cheapest. We're not trying to be the cheapest.
Right.
We're providing something more with the warranty mm-hmm. and the background mm-hmm. check mm-hmm. and that feeling of safety and value. To get back to the estimates, yeah, pictures allow
that.
Us to do that. And you know, anybody listening, if there's a project and you're not really sure when you want to approach it, mm-hmm. call, send us pictures.
Right.
We'll give you an idea of something to consider for a rainy day.
Love
a lot of people
it.
Do that.
Love it. What did we do before cell phones?
I know, right? Seriously.
And you already talked about your Google rating, and everybody understands star ratings and Google ratings.
That's
and
how I shop for services. I look at what
do.
Other people say.
Oh, my gosh. We're always looking at reviews, so I love that. And I'm sure that word of mouth is having someone in this day and age say something positive about you, either through social media or to another person where you get that next phone call, is priceless.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
That positive referral, that positive experience. You talked about trust. There is just nothing better than someone saying kind things about you as a person, about the experience they had with the handy person coming into their home. And yeah, just priceless. So that's awesome.
And
congratulations.
Well,
what an exciting, I mean, you said you've been in business just over a year. I know. I was trying to think. I met you. It was cold when I met you. So.
Last fall.
I think so.
We back to the ratings. What's so interesting about that is, you know, people read that, they
yes.
build up that sense of trust. And when we had gone to do my husband and I before we opened the business, we had to do training out in Colorado at corporate, and we were, you know, told and no, you know, everything was very black and white. You are entering ace land. Like, we have a reputation
yeah.
to maintain across the board.
Right.
Ace hardware, you know, friendly, helpful. You're coming into that
mm-hmm.
and everybody is responsible for maintaining that. And so it's really kind of ingrained through that, the training at corporate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I find it's the people who gravitate toward owning an Ace handyman or working in an Ace hardware store. You are just about service and just
right.
about people
yeah.
if you're really enjoying it and doing it right, too. And so hopefully that comes through with us and any of the ACE brand families. But, you know, I've done a lot of volunteerism in my life and worked with a lot of people. And we only get one life, and we want to have it be our best one.
Yes.
And so whatever we can contribute to helping people do that optimally, safely, in a healthy way, and in a positive way, that is kind of the view that we're looking through, the lens we're looking through. And every time we pick up the phone, we really try to approach each customer with that mentality.
I love that, that it's just kind of dissipated through that organizational culture that these are the things for which we stand. And what a difference it makes. And in this day and age, too, when you have that really great experience with customer service, oh, my gosh, you go back. You go back. You
it's
all know
true.
You do. You're listening, and I know you're nodding your head just
and
like I am right now.
And you tell other people. And to your point,
you
when
you tell other people,
when you
yes.
introduced me to the lady who does wrap, and that's an organization who, for free, builds custom ramps for people's homes.
Shout out, Angie.
Shout out, Angie. I have to say, I mean, we can make a pretty penny building someone a ramp, but every single time someone calls.
Yeah.
That's a senior that wants a ramp. I tell them, call RAP. I tell them, I don't know what their timeline is, but it's free.
Yeah.
Call them first because
yes.
we want to be helpful and we also want to be a resource. We're not just trying to book every job like you.
Right.
It's all about a network. And I've had people go to RAP, get the ramp, and then call us back for something different that they've thought of, but now they have this level of trust with us because we're not just about that job. We're about the person and just the whole community. It's really just being a resource for the community.
Raising each other up. I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Okay. So in front of us, we have this beautiful flyer of all of the different things with which you can help people. Is there any job too small?
No job is too small. We have an hour minimum. We base things on how long does it take to do something.
Okay.
So if someone calls and they just want us to change a couple of light bulbs, we have that hour minimum. So we tell them, think of a few other things.
You start walking through the house and you're like.
Well, if they can't think of, we tell them on the phone. So that way, hopefully when we get there, they can maximize the value of the appointment. If not, we alert our craftsmen. Check for jingly doorknobs or handrails that wiggle.
Yes.
You know, are there steps that are squeaky? Or, you know, so some quick things that, again, are improvements so people can get the full value. So nothing is too small, but an hour is the minimum. We even clean dryer vents, and that's a fire hazard.
That's a fire hazard. That's
so,
excellent.
Yes, and so in the month of October, we're going to be doing a special on changing batteries and installing smoke alarms because it's national smoke detection and carbon monoxide is a thing here in Iowa. So we're kind of partnering and doing a deal with those things for people. Again, safety, timeliness, but nothing is too small.
Excellent. What do you think the most common call is for a service? Do you have a common, and maybe I'm saying that too from that perspective of older adults.
Well, I think some of it's seasonal.
Sure.
We've done a lot of screen doors, three-season screen, ripped screens.
Yes, yes.
From critters, from cat, you know, their own pets, just from wear and tear. So that's been like a common summer thing. Derecho repairs, as I've mentioned.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So is roof repair on there? I mean,
we do roof repair.
Okay.
Yep, we do a little bit of that. I would say that for seniors, one of our number one things has been grab bars.
Yes.
Not just in the bathroom and in the shower, around the house, and handrails, just to help get in from the garage, front stair, back stair. Because again, people aren't leaving this area.
Right.
Why should they when family is here? Yeah. We have this trail system, this awesome university, and other great schools close by. So really just keeping people as they get older and a little more limited in their physicality. Then they call us, and it's the grab bars and the handrails and adding more lights to things for visibility, better lighting, exterior and interior.
Yes, love it. If you had to pick one or two things like that you love most from your kind of opportunity menu, your menu of services here, what are the things that you love the most? If Renee was going to call Renee.
Oh, God. Well, if I was going to call me, and it's so funny because I always think, well, gosh, if we're really slow, I'll see my guys, you know, someone do something. And we just did this incredible backsplash. So my mind at 53, because I'm still, and my husband is fortunately very handy in the house. I'm thinking of improvements and little things like that I would do. But repair is most of what we do.
Yeah,
and it's really just, it's the satisfaction of making someone happy. A lot of our seniors can't do Google reviews or don't want to. They don't know what it is and it scares them. But it's so sweet. They'll call and they'll leave a voicemail and tell us about any number of our, you know, any one of our craftsmen and what they did. And so it's really just the satisfaction of making a happy customer is what I'm after. Not any particular job.
Right.
It's just, how did we help someone? And if we came up with something extra on the spot.
Oh, even better.
Yes.
Right, even better.
Yes.
And I love that because one of my questions was, and the whole time we've been sharing this, how do you make that difference in older adult lives? And literally that's been the whole morning, just being able to keep somebody in their home, keep them safe. And don't you always feel better when those little things are fixed? I mean, we've been there where you have that list of to-dos that you just never get to. And when they're done, you're like, why did I not call someone?
It's so
or why did I not? It's relief. And you're just like, oh. Right, you're
walk in. We have a literal brick and mortar store with a sign out front that says Ace Handyman
Services.
Where
do we locate you? Yes, excellent.
We're on 7th Ave in Marion, and we don't have a lot of walk in traffic.
Okay,
and that's totally fine. But every a couple times a week, someone will come in, and it's usually a senior.
Sure.
And they'll say, Ace has a handyman service. Like their head spins because it is kind of a new concept.
Right.
Again, we're only the second one in Iowa, and people recognize the Ace brand.
Yes.
And so they come in, and then they hire us immediately because they associate that. And
because
happy
I've got
to say
pages.
We have a lot of repeat customers. And, you know, people will kind of give us a try and have a one-hour appointment and do something small. And then you're constantly getting called with something bigger and bigger because you've earned their trust.
Absolutely.
And so that's super rewarding and very fulfilling. And, you know, as a transplant, again, to bring this full circle, I'm from the East Coast. My mom is 80. Mm. She and her husband live on the East Coast. I'm not there to help them. And I just like to think that if I'm here helping people here, then they have resources and somebody's helping them there.
Yes.
And we can be far apart, but we're all kind of going in the same direction with the same intention, and it makes the world a better place.
Taking
as folksy as it sounds.
No, it's awesome.
Really, that's
taking care of one another.
Yes.
Taking care of one another. Okay, so we can find you on 7th Avenue in Marion.
Yes.
Or we can call you. Do you have a phone number you'd like to share?
Yep, you can find us.
And I'm going to quiz you. Like, I'm making you do this. You're not even looking at anything.
No, this is 319-984-8585. That's our main number. We have numbers on our vehicles and our website. That number, though, the 319-984-8585, is also the number you can text pictures to for
Excellent.
That free estimate.
Okay.
So if you hear this and you have a project in mind or a little repair, if some bird is getting into your soffit, we do a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Winter's coming. Squirrels are trying to find refuge now, and so we're fixing a lot of that. Send a couple pictures. Give us your name, your number to call you back. We'd be happy to give you a call, let
Excellent.
You know what it would take to get it done and how soon we could be there.
Right. And you do have a website, acehandymanservices.com.
Yep, and you can send pictures that way as well if email is easier than
awesome.
Phones. Yeah, we'd love
Excellent.
To hear from you. And whether you book or not, we have some people that just call for insurance quotes or they're getting multiple quotes. We're just happy to be helpful. If we can't help you or it's a job that's too big for us, I've met with, oh my gosh, I feel like almost every trade possible as we were opening our business with the different owners so that if we can't help you, I can give you the name of another business that might be able to help you. I've personally vetted them. I don't know if people call or not, but I feel good as a business owner not just saying, oh, sorry, we don't do that.
Right.
Good luck.
Right.
Hi, we don't do that, but here are two different roofing companies that can do your whole roof because we don't do the whole of anything, really.
Sure.
We do a little bit of everything.
Yes.
We fix your roof, your siding, your soffit. We do interior things.
Yeah.
So
something we talk about in the SOME Center is that resources are like trying on shoes. You might try on 5 pairs, and you get 2 that you are like, no way. And then you get 2, and you're kind of like, I could survive in them. I wouldn't want to walk a lot in them, but they're cute, maybe. I don't know. And then you try on that 1 pair, and you're like, yeah, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to be able to share those resources. It is, I think, a consumer choice, right?
Absolutely.
It's about who fits with what you need. And But I come back to just with your organizational, this culture that is throughout this ACE name, it's just fantastic
it's
to hear.
It's an experience.
It is an experience.
You know, it really
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
You,
yes.
You have a time. Yeah. You get a text when we're on our way and our craftsman's
do you guys
picture.
Wear, I was going to say, do you get the picture?
Yeah, you get his
picture. I love the picture.
You get his name. He's in uniform. All of our vehicles are branded.
Yeah.
So you can feel good about, you know, someone coming in and working on your home.
Yeah.
We really try to make people feel as comfortable as possible because we're coming to you.
Right. And you also have this awesome flyer. I was so excited because I had not seen this until this morning. But it is ACE Handyman capable at home. Mm-hmm. I love that phrase. Oh my gosh, Renee, I love that. So tell me real quickly about capable at home.
So that's particularly for seniors, and that is a brochure you're looking at that just lets seniors know you might not have to move if you feel like you've been in your home and you moved in when you were raising your family and now they're gone. Doesn't mean that you have to move and leave those memories behind. We can come into your home and put in a ramp, put in more lighting, lower cabinets, widen doorways, put in grab bars.
Yes.
Whatever's needed, really.
Right.
You know, our craftsmen can come into your home, particularly on the heels of somebody who's done a safety assessment, and then help bring those to fruition, help take action on, you know, maybe what your physical therapist has said needs to be done, or if you have someone coming in and doing a home assessment, or you just had surgery and your doctor's telling you some restrictions you now have. We really try to, every customer's different. And so we listen to their needs on the phone. We try to book the amount of time that's right for that appointment. And it's almost like boutique shopping, if you will.
It is.
We get there with the tools and we are all there for that customer, for them, for what they hired us for.
I just love that. I love it.
Well, thank you.
I'm so glad you spent some time with me today talking about your
services. I'm so happy to have the opportunity because it's, you know, we're all on the same mission of keeping people safe, keeping people here in this state that we love.
You and I both being transplants.
That's
say that we love Iowa, right? I know we love Iowa.
I'm going to be a senior in Iowa. My girls are in their 20s, but I will live here.
Right.
And hopefully they come back and visit if they move away. Maybe they'll stay, but we'll be aging in place.
I love that. Living in place, too.
That's
We have a friend, a mutual resource in the aging world, and I love, she looked at me one day and she said, I know we talk about aging in place, but also isn't it living in place? And I thought, that was also kind of profound to me to think about that. And you, with ACE Handyman Services, are making that such a reality for so many people, and we are really grateful. As the SOME Center, where we want to promote optimal aging and that quality of life, that we can reach out to Renee and all of you and just say, hey, we know someone who needs some help.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Well, thank you. We are happy to be that resource, and we feel fortunate to be here. We're in a great place. People are wonderful. I mean, you know, just the reactions, the improvement you can make for people by doing such a small thing, grab bars, for instance. You can really change someone's quality of life. I had an older lady call me. We did a couple of door handle changes for her because of her arthritis. And she called a week later, and she had a request for another project. And she said, I just want to tell you, I didn't do the Google review. I don't want to put my name out there. She said, but every time I go to open this door, I'm like, thanks, John.
Oh.
And it just, I told him that, and it made his day.
And
you know, we tell our craftsmen all the time, you really might not feel like it's such a big deal to do this, but it really does make a quality of life daily improvement for so many people.
Yeah.
And so that feels great. For that, it's rewarding, it's fulfilling. It makes me feel like we are really having a meaningful contribution in our community and glad to be a part of it.
You are. I can tell you, you definitely are. So thank you so much for what you're doing. We so appreciate that at the SOME Center. As someone who's also wanting to age in place and live in place, I know I will be calling you.
Well, thank you. And I want to make sure I link the SOME Center to our website.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of seniors. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many get on the website, but it is certainly something that I'll promote to them because I know y'all have a ton of resources for free for people. You're aggregating all this great information. And so why not give a click?
Right.
See what's out there.
See what's out there. So the three words we use at the SOME Center or we have to connect with you. And once we connect with you, we get to learn about you, right? And then we can determine how we can contribute to one another and how we can create together. So that connect and contribute and create are just...
That's awesome.
Right? Isn't that... Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we've been talking about the whole time. That's what it's about. So,
it really
Renee,
is.
Thank you so much for joining the Embracing the Journey of Aging podcast
yes.
today. This was wonderful.
Thank you for having
and
me.
You're welcome. And we are so grateful again for what you are providing, not just for everyone, but especially again from our perspective for the older adults in our community. And for making our community a better place, you are just a rock star. And I'm so glad you were here with us today.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And thank you.
All right. So you have that contact information for Renee. If you didn't capture that, feel free to reach out to us at the SOME Center. And you can check us out on all of our social media platforms. And on that note, have a terrific rest of your day or evening if you're listening to this at night. We so appreciate you participating with us and joining us today on Embracing the Journey of Aging. And until next time, take care.
Thank you so much for listening to Embracing the Journey of Aging. If you liked what you heard, please follow us on our social media pages. You can also find more information on our website. If there is a specific topic you would like us to talk about, or if you have any comments, feel free to email us at some-center@uiowa.edu. Remember, SOME is spelled C-S-O-M-A-Y. All other information will be in our show notes. Until next time, we hope you are embracing the journey of aging.